With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The government shutdown continues after the Senate failed to pass a bill to extend funding for 7 weeks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a repeat performance of Tuesday night's votes, the Senate on Wednesday rejected measures aimed at temporarily funding the government to allow more time for negotiations. The next opportunity for a vote is Friday, when the Senate returns from a break for the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Both parties are blaming each other for the impasse, which has furloughed hundreds of thousands of federal workers and closed many government services. Greg Clugston, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the administration is working hard to end the shutdown.
President, Vice President, the entire team here will continue to work and talk to members on the Hill to try and come to a resolution, to try to encourage Democrats to muster up the courage to do the right thing.
Republican Senator Dan Sullivan says if it weren't for Democrat leader Chuck Schumer's need to burnish his credentials with his party's left wing, there would be no shutdown.
Most of the Democrat senators I talk to are ticked about this. They can't say it publicly, but this is a left-wing Schumer shutdown that benefits nobody.
Police in northern England say an assailant drove a car into people outside a synagogue, then got out and began stabbing them. Two people were killed, four seriously injured. Officials are calling it a terrorist attack, as it was happening on the holiest day of the Jewish year. Flu season is arriving, and a decision whether or not to get a shot.
But experts say this month, October, is the ideal time to get protected before flu cases begin climbing in November. Dr. Philip Wong, director of Dallas County Health and Human Services in Texas.
It's really important. It's preventable. These are effective. They're safe.
And if you don't like needles, the nasal spray Flu Mist is available for ages 2 to 49. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is SRN News. This is Bring Your Bible to School Day.
The event, sponsored by Focus on the Family, is designed to encourage Christian students to bring their Bibles to school as a public expression of their faith and to inspire conversations about religious freedom and personal beliefs. All students are invited to participate, but adults are also encouraged to bring their Bibles to their workplaces. The 2025 event is inspired by James chapter 1, verse 22, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only," a reminder for participants that living out Christian faith is an active daily choice. George Williams, SRN News.
The Christian Post reports that Elon Musk, the billionaire founder of Tesla and SpaceX and CEO of the social media platform X, reposted a message from Turning Point USA CEO Erica Kirk on Sunday, which he encouraged people to go to church. Musk, who has taken a prominent role in American politics and public discourse since the first assassination attempt on President Trump. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
As uncertainty deepens amid the U.S. government's first shutdown in almost 7 years, the gold frenzy continues to drive prices higher. Gold sales can rise sharply when anxious investors seek safe havens for parking their money. Word of a partnership between South Korean tech firms and OpenAI, it's expected to boost demand for computer chips. Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix have an agreement with OpenAI to supply its Stargate data hubs with memory chips. The next Labor Department report scheduled for tomorrow is likely to be delayed because of the shutdown of the U.S. government that began just after midnight on Wednesday. The markets have been hoping that a weaker job market will encourage the Fed to enact further cuts in interest rates. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.